Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. And hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker, figured out this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fake. But nigga, I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a fucking stripper on a mink rug zone. This a fucking boy forever hold a grudge song. Pop some fucking champagne in the tub song. Nigga, just because song.
What's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophy. Trophy. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies. Ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed to.
Bitch, I go to dreams with a suitcase. I got my whole country on a new way. She like, I heard all your niggas stay where you stay. I'm so big, I haven't seen them boys in 2 days. Bitch, I use a walkie-talkie just to get a beverage. I saw my parents split up right after the wedding. That told my ass to stay committed, fuck the credit. Bitch, check the numbers, I'm the one who really get it. I told y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This is doing me and only God can judge song. I do not know what the fuck you thought it was song. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub song, nigga, just because song.
Ay, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophy. Trophy. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies, ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed to. Nigga.
Everybody, you've now tuned in to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's your girl, Lady Flame 11, kicking it live on Hype Mic Radio. We got a couple guests tonight, some celebrity guests in the building. Got my girl, Grande Beauty Poetress, in the building. And she's definitely going to spit a couple rounds for us. And it feels so good to be back on the air. What's good, everybody? So without further ado, we're going to click her in, see what's going on with her. Hello, Hype Mic Radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, love? How you doing?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I see you've been doing your thing. What's been going on with you?
Honey, I am trying. God is good. I cannot deny him in the process of everything and climbing the ladder and being blessed. It's just so awesome, just from A to Z, from my poetry to acting to now being able to travel and spread my gift. It's just such a blessing, you know, and I'm still, it's so surreal, you know, it's like, you know, maybe it's just humbleness that I don't think about it in the way of like, oh, this is me, like I deserve it. But I just can't believe it. Every day I wake up, I can't believe it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Raining blessings on your end, right? That's what's up.
Yes.
So you got any shows, anything coming up, concerts? What's going on with you?
let me see. Actually, on October 11th, I'll be in Atlanta at Copeland's of Louisiana. I think that's what they call it, or New Orleans, one or the other. Starting in October the 31st, I'll be going on tour with Randy Gill, which is Johnny Gill's brother from the group. I think it's Endure. It's To the Extreme. My bad. To the Extreme. It's one of those oldie but goodies groups. So I'll be going to Detroit. I'll be going to New Orleans. And Orlando, Florida. So I'm trying to be everywhere.
That's what's up. I know every time I open my news feed, you somewhere getting it in, grinding. So that's definitely a good look for you. That's what's up.
Thank you.
Now,
that's awesome.
I have a question for you. Viewers want to know, what inspired you to start doing your poetry?
Well, I started poetry, and people crack up when I say it most of the time. I started when I was 8 years old. Didn't know what it was, just knew when I would get upset, had emotions, I would write. I would take out my little journal because I was always obsessed with, like, having diaries. You know, our little girls had little diaries with the little key and all that stuff. So I would just write. Didn't know what it was until, you know, I got up in upper grades, like middle school, and you start learning about your Emily Dickersons and, you know, people like that, and you start writing. I'm like, okay, well, this is poetry. So that's when I started learning the rhyming and the hakus and all that type of stuff in it, and it evolved. And when I got to high school, I always knew about Maya Angelou and I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, but I didn't know about Phenomenal Woman. So when I got to high school in ninth grade, I heard Phenomenal Woman. It was a project. I learned it, and, oh, my God, it took it to the next level to where I started doing it, where I empower women because I'm still plus size. I'm a plus size chick. So I started writing for more of empowering my plus size women.
Exactly, exactly. I think we're doing a movie together, don't we?
It was
Plus Size Diva. Exactly. Shout out to Sylvia doing her thing. Plus Size Diva, that's what's up. Yeah, we definitely got to stand strong in this game, you know, not only being a woman, a plus size woman. I'm definitely feeling your whole movement. You setting that trail, you know, you definitely a trailblazer.
Thank you.
On your Twitter page, I'm like, go ahead, girl. Like, you just like top model status.
Girl,
Okay,
honey,
so
we're all beautiful. So yeah.
Exactly. Now, if you know the fans or you know people that want to get at you, what's your Facebook, Twitter? Anything that you want to put out there to the people, let them know to contact you.
Okay, if you go on Facebook and you just type in Granddaddy Beauty, it will pull up any page I have because I have two different pages. I have my personal page, you know, like for my close friends and family. And once it maxed out, I made the artist page, which is Granddaddy Beauty Poetess with no spaces. You can find me on Twitter at _ Granddaddy Beauty. You can find me on Instagram, Poetess, Poetess, _ Granddaddy Beauty, GrandeBeauty. And if you put me in Google, it'll put up everything. Man, it's a shame that thing knows so much. I just thought to go Google myself one day, and I put in Serena Granddaddy Beauty Way, and it pulled up everything that you can find me on. It is on there from my LinkedIn to everything. So get at me. I'm always talking to people. I love people. You know, I always want to remain this way because I look at most celebrities, you know, they don't communicate with people. And I feel it doesn't take but a second to say something back to five people. I know when you get up there at the status of maybe like a Beyonce or Avery Sunshine or something like that, you know, it's hard to communicate back with thousands of people. But just take time to say something to five people. If you can't even say nothing to them, make a basic post and just say, I love y'all. Thank you for loving me. You know, I think a lot of stars forget that. And when you forget that, you fall because your fans, your supporters, I don't like to say fans. I like to say supporters because you lose fans. I look at it, you lose fans. You can do one thing, you lose the fans. I don't think you ever lose supporters.
Exactly. And you show love, you get love, you know. So
that's right.
It is just showing appreciation for, you know, the supporters out there that's been supporting you from day one. So I definitely feel you on that. Now, we're about to get into some of this hotness right about now. So I'm going to go ahead and cue your music. I want to hear a little something. All right.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and cue your music.
No matter how I deny it or try to hide it, yes, I must admit I'm sexy. The narrow-minded looking asks, how can this be? She's a big girl. Well, let me give you a tour of my world. I'm listening from the sheet. I am the sensual kiss on the lips. The trees have nothing on the bend and the sway of my hips. I'm the passionate bite on the neck, can go from shy to most erotic, still keeping your respect. I'm the chill up your spine, giving you that sensual lick that is so divine. Epitome of seduction, look into my eyes and think of the suction. You never need to be in love with me, only lust you'll be. Once I grab hold of that anchor to your soul, you want it for me to have and to hold. Fitting me to perfection, you think I had it mold. I'm the first drip, jolt, and shiver. I'm the last breath dropped to the mattress and quiver. I'm the lotion on your nightstand. I am the glide in the palm of your hand. I am the loving embrace. I'm the feeling the plague is sliding into home base. I'm the reason you rise behind your zipper. In the dark room, I'm the candle flicker. I'm the song you put on to get you in the mood now. I'm not trying to be vulgar and lewd, but you must admit, my sexiness is tattooed into existence. I'll make you forget all about resistance. I am your thoughts and you are alone. I'm the highest tone in your moan. I'm the tingling sensation on your tip. I'm the intoxicating drink you slowly sip. I'm the highest cloud. I'm the feeling after a session of loud. I'm the sudden breeze in the summertime. I am the slow wind in your grind. I'm the first kiss, not the American, but the French one. I am the rising sun. I am the first push inside. I am the repeated collide. I'm the soldier when you come. I'm the afterglow when you're done. And no matter how you try to maintain and refrain from my control on your brain, these walls close in on the shaft of your soul. Stories yet to be told. And no, your eyes aren't fooling you. This is a plus-size woman you see. And yes, the crew is loving me.
Thank you.
That is
sexy. Go ahead, girl. I'm loving that whole vibe you got going on. You know, it's like a smooth, sexy vibe, you know. That's just classic right there. We definitely invite you back to the show and
please
make sure
do.
That you gotta follow you on Twitter, Instagram. On Instagram? Really, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Poetess, Poetess underscore Grande Beauty, GrandeBeauty.
All right, y'all heard it first.
Yes.
Grande Beauty doing her thing. Now, I know that sometimes, you know, people put out, like, CDs and everything like that as far as, are you looking to put out something in the near future?
Well, I currently have my CD that I put out in 2000, 2013. It's called Memoirs of a Sultry Poetess. You can find it on CD Baby or the Munster Fam website, MONSTAFAM.com. I'm working on that, but my new project will come out. I'm hoping to have it out by late fall, so maybe October, November, no later than December, and it's going to be called Fall. So, yeah, so that's okay. Going to be my new project. It's going to be, I call myself, well, people call me the sultry poetess, so I have embraced that, you know, because they say my sound is sultry. I can't go there and get raw. I can go off, but...
Yeah.
You know, I can go through all levels, but most definitely they can get my old project, Memoirs of a Sultry Poetess, and look out for the new one.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, thank you for stopping by Hype Mike Radio, blazing the track, doing your
thank
thing.
Thank you for having me.
We definitely got to hook up, like real talk.
Yes.
Like you, I love the passion that you bring in your poetry. It's a whole nother level.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Definitely follow my viewers and all my listeners that want to get at her. Follow her on Facebook, Twitter. She said, Google her. Y'all know what it is.
Type in Grande Beauty.
There you go. Right there. And I appreciate you stopping my love. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Now, that was Grande Beauty in the building. Definitely, definitely bringing some soul to the track. Yeah, we're going to keep on rocking. We got that Young Jeezy, Jay-Z track. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this track. You know what I'm saying? It's a hot new joint. Word has it, Jay-Z was crying after he heard this shit. So we're going to see. Call in. Let me know, you know, how you feel about it.
I said, you already know, nigga, you don't got a flow. Before rap, you don't really got dough. Before rap, you don't really seen snow. In the kitchen, about to make some magic. Then blow it all in magic. Pull up in my partner in traffic. Gave it to him, it was all in plastic. All I know, I ain't trying to go to jail. Heard that shit, close thing to hell. When the step don't make it hard to tell. When you been where I been, make it hard to fail. Cause I'm the realest nigga in this. Y'all know if you're a nigga here, magic in that 645. Now they say Dizzle niggas saying new shit, but everybody back, cause that nigga can't drive. Doors open up, I merge with 10 chains. Even back then, it was calling me 10 chains. Ask me what I spend, I tell them it's no thing. If I had it added up, it'd cost me like 10 things. We used to take a little show money, just flow money. If it's on the flow, nigga, it's the flow money. If you brought it out the blow, when you got it from the blow, then that's why the fuck they call it shit blow money. Still the realest nigga in this, y'all know it. Kept it 100 since the day I came through. My nigga hit me up, say he going out of town. So I threw up in the south, told him bring me back too. Not only have my fingers crossed, I prayed. Called a slow piece up, got laid. Then he walked in, threw them both on the table, said fuck that shit, young nigga get paid. Then I whipped a Benzo on Lorenzo. Stay down, nigga, yeah, I'm fucking 10 toes. Posted me in this big pretty motherfucker, bet I need a parking lot with a bitch. What you know about thumbing through the 120s and the 50s, spending 10s in the 5s at the mall? How to see it all?
2020 Pyrex vision. Catch a contact standing next to my kitchen. Hit a 20, 50, 100, the money machine clicking in my rolling game, ticking, I bow.
How to see it all?
Uncle died on the spot. Pop killed the family with heroin shots.
Real shit.
Gave my life to the block. Figure I get shot, at least I die on top.
Real shit.
I came alive in the drop. Big body, all white shit. Looks like a yacht.
Real shit.
Got a 5 grand a pop. Had a plug in St. Thomas on a trillion watch.
Real shit.
Flew him back to the States. Park 92 bricks in front of 568. Now the necklace don't throw from where I used to throw bricks. So it's only right I'm still tossing around Knicks. Probably bought your auntie a couple bags. I probably front your uncle a couple halves. Was in the S-class, you was just in class. You knew I was finna blow like a meth flash. Granted the operation out of Maryland. Me and Emory Jones in the caravan. Took the show on the road out in VA. Dropped a couple off with Roller in the PA. Plug got shot, we start slowing up. Took a trip down there to see how he was holding up. The war's on now, he got shot again. This time he was gone for good, then we got it in. Emory got knocked, we was down 10. The whole team, hot war closing in. Niggas can't tell me shit about the dope gang, about the cocaine, man, I done seen it all.
Jay Sack, 7 feet tall,
tens in the bars of the mall. Holla, see it all.
2020 Pyrex vision. Catch a contact standing next to my kitchen. Hit a 2050 hundred the money machine. Clicking in my rolly game, ticking, I bow.
Holla, see it all.
That's definitely a hot track right there. You can't get no realer than Jay-Z and Young Jeezy on this track right here. It's definitely off the chain. One of the classics I've heard from Jeezy in a minute. So without further ado, you know, we're going to go ahead and end the show right here. Y'all be sure to follow me on Twitter at LadyFlame11. Hype Mike Artist Development Agency is in the building. You know, Twitter, Facebook, Hype Mike Radio. Y'all be sure to like my page. Y'all hit me up. Let me know what y'all want to hear. You know, I'll go ahead and spin it for you. If you got some mixtapes you want to get out there, you want to get your voice heard, you want your radios, interviews, or whatever, inbox me. Let me know what's good. Until next time, y'all keep rocking.
Yeah. Can't hear records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker. Figured out this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. But nigga, I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a fucking stripper on a mink rug song. This a fucking boy forever hold a grudge song. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub song. Nigga, just because song.
Dang, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophy. Trophy. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies. Ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed to.
Bitch, I go to dreams with a suitcase. I got my whole country on a new way. She like, I heard all your niggas stay where you stay. I'm so big, I haven't seen them boys in 2 days. Bitch, I use a walkie-talkie just to get a beverage. I saw my parents split up right after the wedding. They told my ass to stay committed, fuck the credit. Bitch, check the numbers, I'm the one who really get it. I told y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This is doing me and only God can judge song. I do not know what the fuck you thought it was song. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub song. Nigga, just because song.
Hey, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophy. Trophy. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies. Ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed to.